I got a tree frog. I got a green frog.
Yeah. You seen those little ones that come out after rain all the time?
Yeah, bullfrog.
You know, the little ones that are all hopping around? Those are what?
Little bullfrog, we call them.
Okay. What about the one that gets in your garden? You see them in your garden all the time?
Them old green frog.
Yeah.
Those them old green frogs.
The ones you can't touch are supposed to give you warts. You seen them?
Right. Green frogs will give you warts.
Uh-huh. You know what a toad?
Yeah. Well, we used to call them pea frogs.
Pea frogs?
Yeah.
Because when you pick them up, they'd always
pee on your hand.
Pee on you. Yeah. Did you ever do tricks on them? We used to do tricks on them all the time.
On frogs?
Yeah.
Take a little apple rub and, you know, hold the mouth of them and get them drunk. Do a lot of stuff with them.
Yeah. We used to take little pieces of shot out of the gun and we'd roll it by him at night. And he'd bite it and chew it. You know, he'd take them in and eat them. See, when you roll something by him, he'll stick that old tongue out of him.
No, we just, you know, did mischief to him.
Yeah. Okay. Other things that you, when you went fishing, what would you use for bait?
Night crawls or either wet reeds one.
Okay. Night crawls or what? What's the other one?
Red wiggers.
Red wiggers. Those are kind of earth.
Earthworms.
Now, what about that sort of thing that would be in a hard shell? You know, you see him around the lake, and whenever he came up to me, he'd poke his head back in.
A tail or a stinking gin.
Stinking gin. What's that?
That's one of them. Well, he's different from a tail.
What's that? What's his name now?
Call him a stinking gin.
Stinking
gin? Yeah.
Okay.
Because the teller don't smell like no stinking gin. Stinking gin just, he all the time be in the water. He'll just bite your hook and they never hear, and then he go somewhere else and never.
Yeah.
And his shell, he had quite a few different colors. And most, you can tell them they got green and white stripes down the back.
Mm-hmm.
Call them stinking gin. Most people used to call them cooters.
Now, what about the insects you get around here? What would fly around the night?
Mosquitoes and gnats and lightning bugs and camouflage.
Yeah. You get those kind of things that get in your clothes all the time?
Moth.
Yeah.
Very few.
Okay, you got to put what in your clothes?
Mothballs.
Yeah. This kind of thing you might see around the water, you know, and it would kind of it had a long body and real thin body and transparent wings.
A snake fly?
Snake, what do you call that? Snake fly, same, any other name?
A doctor snake, we used to call
him. Doctor?
Snake doctor.
Snake doctor.
Yeah, you said, you know, you said a bunch of them, it's a snake not too far around.
Okay. Let me ask you a few more questions. I'll let you go. What about the sort of stinging insects that you knew about?
Oh, that the red ants that sting.
Yeah.
And then you got a guinea wasp.
Yeah.
And then you got the hornets.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bee, bumblebee.
Yeah.
And you got the yellow jack.
Where the hornets nest?
Most find a hornet nest out in a cotton field, just out, you know, away from house, or way up in a tree room. I'm in trouble.
Okay. Other kinds of things that bother you when you're out in the woods? What about things that get under your skin and make you itch?
Ticks. And fleas.
You got those little things that may raise big welts on your skin?
Red bugs?
Yeah.
They found plenty of them out there.
Okay. And hopping around a garden, you'd be a